you know what, I, if you don't care, I'll just take care of it, and that way you can take care of other business tomorrow.
Sure, we'll do the number 22 Custer State Park construction and rally update.
Mr. Chair, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks and Recreation Division. Yeah, pinch inning for Matt. He had some commitments today, and certainly volunteered here tomorrow, but I'll go ahead and cross this off his list for keeping moving forward with things tomorrow. I'll be fairly brief. First, what we want to give you an update on is some construction projects that we've got going on in Custer State Park. We'll go through Matt's notes here, but starting with the Bison Center, and I'm sure that Commissioner Beast could probably give a better update than I could. He's probably been down there more recently than I have. But it sounds like a majority of the dirt work has been completed on the site. Several areas are already at final grade, and they are they've got parking lots roughed in and some of those kinds of things. A majority of the utility work has been completed. We've already got a well in place. Water lines have been run. Utility line upgrades have also been buried. So we're starting to get some of the groundwork done and moving forward into, being ready for winter, I guess. We do have footings that are poured, and they're currently working on pouring the walls. This building is a package that is ordered from a company, and I wish I could tell you what that company's name, but I can't right off the top of my head. But that package is ready and is ready to be shipped. As soon as we put the floors in place, that package will be delivered, and we'll be able to start with our construction. Right now, we're making sure that the area looks good for Roundup, right? We've got a couple weeks out here, yet 3 weeks out, but we want to make sure that our construction doesn't impact that event. So we'll make sure that we continue to make the site ready for the Roundup when those folks arrive. We do plan to pave the driveway into the Bison Center. We weren't sure about that to begin with, but some attractive bidding environments for this particular project can allow us to make that happen, although it won't happen until next summer. And all in all, I think what I'm hearing from everybody on the ground is that we are still planning on opening up in May of 2022. So, going as planned, haven't hit any issues yet, and we're continuing to move forward. So, any questions about the Bison Center before I move on? Everything looks good there. Okay. Couple more projects, wildlife loop paving. We plan to start this earlier in the year. Got our contractor out there to sort of look at things. I think they underestimated the amount of traffic that we were going to have on the wildlife loop and what they might be able to get accomplished, and backed away from it and said, we're going to push this off to a later date. That later date is September 7th, so it's less than a week. We'll be starting to do some of that work. They plan to close down half of the loop road, and we've got some rerouting to keep moving people through the park, but I think that'll be less intrusive this time of the year than it would have been prior to Labor Day, which is good. We plan to start at 16A and work south of the corral with the first portion, and hopefully that's going to be paved by Roundup, which, again, if we can have that taken care of and won't impact the traffic flow there, that's going to be great. First thing they're going to go in and do is cut out the bad spots, and then once that's done, they'll complete the overlay of the asphalt. They look to have this road project completed this October, so we're still going to get it done this fall. It's just kind of backed up and the schedule is condensed a little bit. So our contractor is still optimistic that with good weather, we're going to get anything accomplished that we thought we were going to. Next project that we have up is the Sylvan Lake Store. This is a work in progress. As you all know, we have a concessionaire in place out at Custer State Park that pays the franchise fee that comes back to the department. A vast majority of those dollars go towards paying off our bond obligations for previous improvements. With the increased traffic that we've seen in the park, those revenues are exceeding what is required to pay for the annual bond. So it's leaving us with a little bit of reserve. By statute, we are required to use those additional revenues toward in the park for the enhancement of our concessionaire and visitors one of the biggest sore spots that we have in the park, and we know this, many of you know this through our master planning process, is Sylvan Lake. We've got some issues up at Sylvan Lake. It's a building that has lived its life cycle. We've gone through a master planning process to create some additional opportunities up there, and we have put an architect firm, JLG from Rapid City here, on to help us come up with a plan to spend those additional dollars that are in that account right now over and above, again, what's required for that bond payment. This is just the initial portion of this thing. We know we want to use those dollars to go forward with the project. We don't know what that looks like yet. That's why we've got the architect on board. We will be bringing that forward to the commission as we move through that process. But we'll start to have some good plans put together here in the next couple of months. We should start work on this probably in the fall of 2022. It's primarily to replace that the Sylvan Lake store, which has, like I said, lived its useful life, and we would look to have that completed probably in May of 2023. But again, a lot more to come. I haven't even had the conversations with our architect yet. I sat in on the selection process, but I'm not sure where we're headed and what that thing looks like. But we'll make sure that you're up to speed on those developments. Finally, just a little bit of an update on what we experienced during the rally. We were up, as far as visitation goes, about 8% this year over what last year looked like. As far as bike bans specifically, in that 9-day period that we kind of consider the rally, we collected about $641,000. Like I said, that's up about 8% over last year. It's not just all bikers during the rally, right? We still continue to have plenty of families and other folks that are using the park during that time. We collected another $223,000 in vehicle passes during those 9 days, so a lot of other traffic outside of that. Grand total for 9 days was $864,000. That's a heck of a bunch of people pushing through there in 9 days. It was all hands on deck. We had wildlife staff. We had park staff came in from all over the state. We had folks from North Point and Pier and, just all over, working the gates, helping out with whatever it was that was needed. It is truly a group effort, and to pull that off, it takes a bunch of hands, and I couldn't be more proud of our agency to pull that off. And, with the rally, you're going to have some accidents. You're going to have some issues. Unfortunately, we had one fatality. But in the end, the things that we can control, we did a really good job of them. And I'm very proud of our team. That includes our law enforcement team. We had a bunch of our COs that would come in for a few days at a time, whenever they could spare. Some I know were there longer than that. But they just do a heck of a job, whether it be moving traffic through the park, taking care of accidents, incidents, helpful information, whatever it is. They just did a really nice job for us this year, every year. And again, another successful event out in the park. Came off pretty much without a hitch. Folks out there are getting pretty good at this. Between the rally and the roundup, where they handle these big events very well. Anyway, that's an update on the rally and some of the construction projects. If anybody has any questions, I'm sure to do my best to stand in for Matt and answer some of those questions.
Do you have any questions for Scott? Hey, Scott. Appreciate it.